This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended Britain's airlift out of Kabul on Sunday and praised the troops for their mission in Afghanistan. Britain's last military flight left Kabul late on Saturday, ending a chaotic 2 weeks in which soldiers helped to evacuate more than 15,000 people from the crowds who descended on the capital's airport, desperate to flee the Taliban. Johnson said Britain would not have wished to leave Afghanistan in this manner following its nearly 20-year presence there, but he said the armed forces should be proud of their achievements nonetheless. But the former chief of staff of the British Army told Times Radio the government now needs to establish why it was so ill-prepared for the rapid fall of the country. Johnson said troops and British officials worked around the clock in harrowing conditions to complete a mission, quote, unlike anything we've seen in our lifetimes. The Yemeni military says at least 30 soldiers were killed and 60 wounded on Sunday in Houthi strikes on a military base belonging to forces of the Saudi-led coalition in southwest Yemen. A spokesman claims the Houthis carried out several attacks using armed drones and ballistic missiles on the military base. He says between 30 to 40 soldiers were killed and at least 60 wounded, adding the death toll may still rise as rescuers were still clearing the scene. Residents said that they heard several loud blasts in the area. The attacks come at a time when peace talks between the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthis, and backed by the United Nations and United States, have stalled after both sides failed to reach a compromise deal. The talks are focused on steps to lift a blockade on Houthi-held ports and an airport. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida on Sunday was upgraded to a Category 4 storm as it stayed on course to hit New Orleans, with maximum sustained winds reaching 140 miles or 225 kilometers per hour, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Ida is due to make landfall on Sunday, 16 years to the day Hurricane Katrina devastated the southern U.S. city, flooding 80% of New Orleans and killing nearly 2,000, causing billions of dollars in damage. Shops were boarded up after many people evacuated New Orleans on Saturday, with officials warning residents to leave immediately or hunker down to ride out the storm. Ida's now Category 4 status is the second highest on the five-step scale, with winds up to 156 miles per hour. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Ida will be one of the most powerful storms to hit the state since the 1850s. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday visited the Islamic State Jihadist group's former Iraqi stronghold Mosul a day after vowing to keep troops in the country. In a speech, the devastated city's Church of Our Lady of the Hour, which is the UN's cultural agency UNESCO is working to restore, Macron urged Iraq's religious communities to work together to rebuild the country. The mainly Sunni Muslim city of Mosul was recaptured from ISIS in 2017 after 3 years. Macron made the commitment for France to stay put in Iraq during a regional summit in Baghdad, largely devoted to the fight against terrorism and the impact of the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan as the U.S. withdraws. Thailand will allow some domestic flights to and from Bangkok and other high-risk areas for COVID-19 to resume September 1st, the country's aviation authority said Sunday, to help boost economic activity. The announcement follows the easing of tough restrictions in 29 high-risk provinces next month, including allowing more provincial travel and the reopening of shopping malls as the government tries to revive a struggling economy hit by the outbreak. Local flights can fly up to 75% capacity, and passengers will have to follow travel conditions at destinations, such as presenting proof of vaccinations and COVID testing results, according to Thailand Civil Aviation Authority. The relaxed curbs come as Thailand's biggest wave of infection shows some signs of easing. After a daily record high of more than 23,000 new cases earlier this month amid an outbreak of the highly transmissible Delta variant. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.